At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Are they the smartest show in the Bay Area?
You guys are an intellectual feast for the smart sports fan in the Bay Area.
Wow.
You're pretty much the smartest guy on the radio.
I agree.
Good Lord, how big is your ego?
Are they the funniest show in the Bay Area?
Give it a laugh. Come on. You're a funny guy. Come on. Give me a laugh.
You are funny, dude.
Hit that S again.
Are they the coolest show in the Bay Area?
And no white boys. Hey, cool.
That's what people are saying.
You guys are phenomenal.
This is one of the most perfect ways that I could end my day, getting the chance to talk to Mr. Mark and Dan, you know?
We'll let you be the judge.
Oh.
All I know is it's a couple of Bay Area boys talking sports.
I know nothing.
Thanks.
It's Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
All right, let's go. 888-957-9570. I cannot wait to get into this with everybody today. But yeah, man, that is my first thought. Everything is fine. For those of us who predicted Warriors in six,
yep.
This is the only thing that surprised me last night was how awful they looked. And I don't want to make it just about the Warriors, how good the Rockets look.
Exactly.
They're allowed to play well. I checked. I looked at the rule book. They're allowed to play well. They did. Give them some credit. They won the basketball game. They won it going away. It was completely definitive. I do not think last night's game is in the room tomorrow night at all. I actually think, and we can get into this, I think some things happened in the second half of this basketball game that really set tomorrow night up for the Warriors. And some of them were a mistake on the part of the Rockets. And what we were just talking about, I firmly believe to be one of them. You know, you can say that this is putting Şengün or whoever in an unfair position. When you are in the midst of garbage time and your all-stars need to come back out on the floor and you decide, I'm going to go run across the room and protect Dylan Brooks, who has probably got 3 inches and 40 pounds on Pat Spencer, and you're 7 feet tall, and you're going to shoulder the Warriors' 13th player on the bench to try to send a message in a game that you've won for 2 hours. I think it's a mistake. I think it's a bad look for Şengün, and I think it's a mistake because you get everybody's attention, including the refs, the fans, the media, and everybody heading into the next game, and I think that they have not set themselves up for success by that maneuver.
Yeah, I don't see it that way at all, and I see the first part that you made a point about, I do agree with, and I'm looking at it here where there's 8 minutes left, and the Warriors have cut it to 17, and Udoka calls timeout, and it's Green, Brooks, Thompson, Van Vliet, and Şengün, and all five of you in, and the other five guys, you're out, because we feel like it's slipping away. So that part of it, I do think, has some carryover effect, because they had to go out there and still play basketball at the eight-minute mark, yep. And the Warriors, they were chilling. 4 minutes into the third quarter, Steve Kerr calls timeout. He waves the white flag, and that's going to be it for you guys. There's no more pods. Buddy actually had to come back in because Spencer got ejected. Somebody had to go in there and play. But I do think that part of it favors the Warriors. As far as Şengün getting into it with Pat Spencer, that to me doesn't really matter. That's a guy who's taken up for his teammate. Dylan Brooks got shoved out of bounds. No big deal. Common foul. We move on. And the fact that Şengün got involved in that, I don't think that has any carryover effect, in my opinion. I don't think that the Warriors starters who were on the bench are like, okay, now we're coming for Şengün.
No, I don't mean that.
You get to game six, and these games don't have carryover. The only carryover is the fact that they actually had to play harder to win that game.
Right, but I agree with you, there's no carryover, and I don't mean that. I don't mean like the Warriors were just going to, lollipop their way through Friday night. Oh, but now they're mad. I don't mean that at all. What I do mean, though, is that I think you watch, gosh, if you ever watched Phil Jackson coach, if you watch any of the greats, Popovich, they will work the room. They will work the situation. Udoka does it also. Amen Thompson, I don't really think it's his role, but he was trying to do it after losing game four, talking about how the refs will only let Draymond talk and everybody else is not allowed to talk out there. And I'm thinking to myself, hang on a sec, Draymond's leading the series in technical fouls. He's had a technical foul in every game except for one. So no, the refs are not allowing this. Your head's kind of in the wrong place, and this is not your role, but it is the role of the coaches. And so what has taken place is it gets further feathers ruffled and it gets attention into a spot where right now the Rockets don't want it. If you're the Rockets, you want to come out of that game with attention on the fact that, well, hey, actually some of us have learned how to shoot and maybe the Warriors are shaking in their boots a little bit. But what's the entire nation talking about? The whole nation is talking about Dylan the Villain again and his situation under the hoop with Pat Spencer. Who the hell is Pat Spencer? And look, there's a golf ball in Steph's thumb, and are the Rockets purposefully going after it, and is it okay? That's what people are talking about today. That does not favor the Rockets the rest of the way in this series, and they would have been much better served to just keep it cool, keep it calm, and confidently ride your way through the rest of that game. But they didn't. They didn't. They got into a fight with a lacrosse player, a 7-foot all-star. And I don't know if it hits us this way, but I was, as a Warrior fan, I'd be embarrassed if Draymond did that to the 14th guy on the bench on the Rockets. I'd be embarrassed.
Well, he's done things to non-stars before.
No, I'm not talking non-stars. I'm talking the guy at the end of the bench that's literally in there just to make the minutes go away. Like, come on. Draymond's never done it to a player that you've never heard of.
Yeah, I just don't. I don't really see it that way.
That's fine.
You're making a case, and you keep disparaging Pat Spencer as a lacrosse player, and I find that to be lightweight offensive.
I'm not disparaging him.
You keep saying it like Pat Spencer. Like, you got in a fight with Pat Spencer.
Correct. This is not a player who plays. Pat is a walking victory cigar.
It sounds to me disrespectful.
That's fine. I'm sorry it sounds that
and
way.
And I'm not going to cape up for Pat Spencer, but the way you're laying it out for me has nothing to do with anything.
No, it has everything to do with who Pat Spencer is. He is not someone who plays minutes that matter for the Warriors.
He's a guy who threw Şengün's teammate out of bounds, and that
He fouled him.
Şengün saw it, and I don't think he was thinking, this guy's the 13th guy, I'm not going to react. He saw what he saw. He reacted the way he did.
He saw a foul.
Well, what he saw was obviously something that moved him to where he wanted to get over there and be a part of what had occurred.
And I think that's a huge mistake on his part.
Yeah, I don't think that it's a mistake at all. I don't think that there's any carryover. I don't think that the nation is talking about Şengün saying, like, Şengün, he pushed a lacrosse player out of bounds. Houston, they've lost their way.
Actually, nobody is really talking about, ooh, are the Warriors now in trouble? No one's talking about that. The national discussion today is about Steph's thumb. Are the Rockets purposefully trying to go after it? Is Dylan Brooks completely out of line? And this thing got chippy in the fourth quarter with a bunch of players on there who no one usually watches play basketball. Well, that's what people are talking about today. I don't think the Rockets needed it there. I don't think that is to their advantage. Does it matter to a Warrior fan? I don't know. That's up to you. But I'm going to say this both ways. If Draymond did that to the Rockets' 14th player, I would be embarrassed for him. I'd be embarrassed as a Warriors fan. A 7-foot all-star running a shoulder into Patrick Spencer because he fouled someone, especially who he fouled.
Right.
Quite frankly, the dirtiest player in the league.
Well, then take it a different direction. What if, because, you know, if Dylan Brooks in this case would be Draymond Green. If Draymond Green got shoved out of bounds by fill in the blank, Houston Rocket, let's just say Cam Whitmore, a guy who is their version for this year of Pat Spencer. If Whitmore shoves or forearms, however you want to describe it, Draymond Green into the camera well, and then you have...
Not what happened, but
you know,
okay.
Whatever. I mean,
he fouled him.
Okay.
End of story.
It's not even worth having this discussion because we see it different ways.
You see this as an unethical foul?
No, it was a hard foul.
Okay.
It was a push in the back, and Dylan Brooks flew, whether or not he flung himself or Pat Spencer imparted the force that caused him. Whatever.
Yeah.
It's not even important. The only thing that matters for this discussion is the teammate. In this case, it would be probably Jimmy Butler or Steph Curry to run over and get involved with Cam Whitmore. Yeah, for me, it would be an unnecessary and an unfortunate situation.
I'd be embarrassed for the Warriors if
I don't think that it's a big deal or a small deal.
You don't have to.
I don't think it's a deal at all.
Yeah, you don't have to. But I'd be embarrassed for the Warriors if they did that. Like, I again, to me, this is something that veterans wouldn't do. Like, this all happened in my mind because they're 22. Because you're 22. Like, Şengün, by the way, if you wanted to kind of take the conversation in a different direction, I don't know if you've noticed this. There are a lot of Warrior fans who have, in this series, become more bothered by him than they are by Dylan Brooks, which is one hell of a horse race. My God, if you become more hated than Dylan Brooks, and it is.
It's probably just because of the way he kind of flops around.
Right, and his arms are always in the air. Sometimes it's because the ball's in his hands. Other times, it's because it seems like his arms are in the air on every single play. And I'm not going to be one of these fans who's like, the Rockets complain and the Warriors don't. Brandon Pajemski's hands are up in the air.
Yep, the head goes back a lot.
Absolutely. So again, this is done by everybody. At the same time, though, if you're a veteran all-star, there's a way to go about doing this that puts you in your best position to succeed and kind of steps into who you are, like be an all-star. I'm not going to let Patrick Spencer fouling somebody, the dirtiest player in the league, get under my skin. And in fact, make it not about that play. If I'm Şengün, we've criticized Luka for this. For sure we've criticized. And I saw it last night. Luka Doncic, I don't know how many. Did you watch the end of the Laker game last night? Okay. They were in a desperate moment. Desperate moment. And that dude drove by someone, got clear, blew the layup, and then sat there and talked to the ref while the T-Wolves, with a 4-point lead, took it the other way and put a dagger in the Lakers' season. I'm sorry, Luka. You need to grow up.
Yeah, that's an uphill battle.
You need to grow up, and so does Alperen Şengün.
Yeah.
He does.
Well, it's interesting because I go back to last year where Clay got into it with the T-Wolves guy, McDaniels, and Draymond didn't get in there and try to break it up, but he went right for Rudy Gobert and put him into a chokehold.
Yeah.
So you talk about all-stars, you know, making choices in the moment.
But that's Rudy Gobert.
Right, and but Rudy Gobert was not doing anything to Clay.
Well, but
he just went straight to Gobert and got him in a chokehold.
And Gobert is, like, I'm not going to defend a chokehold.
Yeah.
Obviously, these were the high-level starters, and there was something going on.
Right.
He's an all-star, and
Draymond's an all-star, and he got right in there, and instead of trying to protect his guy, he went right to the opposition.
And Draymond is Draymond, and we've all had thousands of conversations about his appropriateness.
And we don't know Şengün yet
but
to that level.
My point is not to say that if you're an all-star, you're not allowed to get physical with someone else, but if Draymond Green... McDaniels and Klay Thompson go at it, and Draymond runs over to the Minnesota bench and grabs Tim, the guy who sits in the second row, I'm going to be embarrassed for him. I'm going to be completely embarrassed for him. So that's all I'm saying. I think Şengün really was out of line. Whether or not he got headbutted or not, this all happened before that. And so this isn't to absolve anybody else. whether it's TJD or Pat Spencer or anyone else. I thought that was an embarrassing look for the Houston Rockets to be in that melee up 1,000 points at the end of a game.
So
with
if
a bunch
it was Jimmy Butler who did that to Dylan
now
Brooks.
Now we're talking something different.
Then now you can do that.
Now we're having a different conversation. Yes.
Right. But
absolutely.
Because it's Pat Spencer, yes. Shangoon's not supposed to take up for his teammate.
My God. Somebody who is a foot smaller than you who didn't actually foul them that hard.
Right.
100%.
I'm fascinated by this take.
Yeah. That's why I have it. We're sponsored by LifeSource Water Systems. 888-957-9570. That is the number. We'll take your phone calls all afternoon on all aspects of what happened to the Warriors last night. Steve Kerr at 5, Willard and Dibbs.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
So you have a podcast, and you really want to make money with it. Then you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. Check this out. We'll host your podcast for free. You just do your show. We'll use the power of Odyssey's massive expert sales team to place ads in your show and make you money. Does it get any easier than that? Nope. You stay in control of your show, and we help you bring in the money. Sounds like a dream partnership. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start earning more from your content today.
Spencer, corner three, up, no good. And the rebound to Knox on the offensive end. He turns a fadeaway over Thompson, bounces up, no good. Rebound deflected, Key gets it, layup, he missed it. He smoked the layup, and now Brooks is fouled in the backcourt. And Brooks gets up like somebody threw him down. And now Jackson Davis and Shangoon. Jackson Davis just shoved Shangoon. Shangoon was mouthing off to Jackson Davis.
Dub Nation, it's the voice of the Warriors, Tim Roy. Catch the head coach of the Warriors, Steve Kerr, with Willard and Dibbs every week right here on 95.7 The Game.
I love Tim Roy so much. I love that call.
It's a great call.
You hear what he said? Brooks gets up as if he was thrown under the hoop. Not Brooks was thrown underneath the hoop. He gets up as if he was thrown underneath the hoop. Histrionics, y'all got involved. Basically, and I know you're going to get all mad because it sounds disrespectful, but I think we all know the pecking order with the Warriors. And so the fifth graders got into a fight with the kindergartners. Okay, if that's no big deal, it's no big deal. Yeah. I thought it was a stupid look on the part of the fifth graders.
And, I mean, we can use semantics to describe exactly what happened to Dylan Brooks, and to throw somebody implies to me that you have two-handed control, and you lift them up, and you actually throw them. What this is, and
like
I'm looking
pool
at
with a kid.
I'm looking at I'm looking at the 3-minute version of the. It wasn't even a fracas. It wasn't a fight. It was a tussle. It was a little bit of a tussle. And
does anybody use that word other than sports?
I wonder. Back in the Rise Guys tussle. Days, we would do a thing called a text tussle.
There's also bug tussle, as we know.
Thank you.
Which probably did not get used again last night.
Well, probably because,
hopefully that was our last chance.
Yeah,
but anyway,
exactly.
Go ahead.
A tussle. And we used to do a text tussle where there'd be a debate on the show, and then the first 10 texters would determine who won the argument. This was nothing more than a tussle. And Pat Spencer didn't throw him out of bounds.
No.
He clearly pushes him either one or two hands in the back. And yeah, it's a common foul.
Wow.
And you know what? The frustration came from Tim Roy's excellent call. Put back, miss. TJD, miss. Kick it out, miss. Knox, he smoked the layup. And at that point, Brooks gets it, and Spencer's like, probably thinking, Casey Schmidt, that was our chance to really maybe creep. You know, they're 4:14 to go. You score there, you're down 11. No, you're still probably not going to win.
Yeah.
But you had four chances to score. You didn't. And so you just pushed a guy.
Yeah, I mean.
You just pushed him.
Yeah, he fouled him.
You didn't throw him.
He fouled him.
Right.
He fouled him.
That's right.
Like, miss me with the idea that Dylan Brooks is now offended by physicality. Good Lord. So, there's two questions that I think we're really heading toward out of this. And let me ask you this one. First off, and I kind of already mentioned it off the top. Why are you laughing at?
Because I'm looking at a freeze of Shangoon coming at TJD. My guy, double Z's, Zach Zarba, he's in there. And in the background, GP2, He's got a towel over his head, and he is grinning. He's laughing. Oh, my God. That's he's laughing so hard.
My point is totally drawn from the looks on the faces and the reaction from the Warriors bench. You know, the actual people who play for the Warriors in big games.
Draymond, happy.
Those people.
Kevon Looney, clapping it up.
Why do you think they're happy?
They're happy because TJD is about to bow up on Şengün. Because
they think the whole thing is funny. And here's right. your 7-foot all-star out there on the floor. And he is a big, strong man, and he is flustered. I'm sorry, dude. You can't get sucked into that. It's funny. And not something that a veteran player, and maybe he doesn't count as one, even though he's not a rookie, but that's not what you do. It's just, so I was embarrassed for him. Alperen Şengün, 7 feet tall, forearm shiver shoulder to Patrick from the bench. Okay, if that's what you want to do, do it. You're allowed to. And he got thrown out of the game, and so great. I think that was a total sign of immaturity.
Of course, on
the part of an all-star.
Certainly, it's immaturity. You got a guy who's 22 years old. He's never been in the playoffs before, and the way Dylan Brooks bounces up after he gets shoved out of bounds, and immediately one of the refs, not Zach Zarba, but the ref is there like, whoa, 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 and Fred VanVleet's there as well, and they stop Brooks, Dylan Brooks. It's like, and then Dylan kind of whips the ball behind him like, I'm just going to have to walk this off because what happened to me right there was not okay. And then Şengün gets involved with TJD. So yes, it's immaturity, but a lot of it was caused by Dylan Brooks and his reaction. Because I don't think Şengün probably doesn't know. I mean, Dylan bounces up like he wants to get a piece of somebody.
Which is what he does every single time down
Correct.
The floor.
And so that's when Şengün immediately caped up for him because he saw that his teammate was mad.
You think the Warriors are in trouble?
I don't think they're in trouble, but I do think that tomorrow night, 6 o'clock tip, by the way, in case you're going, or if you're not going, you can catch it here on 95.7 The Game, but it's an early tip. I think that tomorrow is going to be a 48-minute war. I don't think tomorrow is going to be a cakewalk.
Oh, I don't think it's going to be a cakewalk.
So I don't think that they're in trouble.
I think they're going to win it.
I'd like their chances.
Yeah.
If I was to bet, like last night, if I was to bet, and I would never bet against my team because I don't like that feeling.
I don't even really like betting on my team. Exactly. I just don't want to.
Last night to me was a pretty easy call, and I sent it out on Twitter, I think, right before the tip. I put it as an 18-point game. Houston was just going to be so revved up.
And they played great.
Yeah.
They played like sometimes. But sometimes when you're revved up, it actually spills you in the wrong direction.
It can.
They played great.
They were awesome.
Yeah, give them all the credit in the world.
A young team in their first ever playoff series, for the most part, playing at home, backs against the walls, against a veteran team that the way they played, they were like, all right, I guess we got to play this game.
It did look like that.
Steph's thumb is gigantic.
Yep.
And, you know, Draymond Green needs treatment on multiple body parts every time he comes out, and Jimmy Butler's got a tailbone bruise.
Right. But those things aren't new. Those things were all true in Game 4.
Right, but you go to Game 5, you travel all the way to Houston in Game 5, and it doesn't go well early, and you're down 20-8, it's easy to kind of say, okay, all right. Well, I mean, we've got Friday. So, you know, Steve asks him at halftime and says, hey, what do you guys think? And it's like, give us 5 minutes. If we can't cut this thing from 27 down to 18, then we're good. And that's what it was. 27 turned into 29, and it was a wrap.
No, it was over.
Yeah.
It was over. It was over a couple minutes. I mean, it was already over, but yeah.
It was over.
I like the way they played that. I like the way they played that, and certainly we'll ask Steve about all of those sort of approach ideas, including how close was he or would he have been to bringing the starters back in if that thing had gotten to single digits, which it threatened to do so, but didn't. And there's a lot to consider there, which is to say that, A, the bench players are the ones who brought you back. So do they deserve to stay in? Or would they have gotten tired? And then are you bringing in Jimmy Butler, Steph Curry, and Draymond Green cold? They've been sitting on the bench for a while. Does that put their muscles in some sort of danger? And so a lot to consider. Can't wait to talk to Steve about that. We'll talk to him about all of these things. He will join us today at 5 o'clock on Willard and Dibbs. We'll take your phone calls until then, 888-957-9570. I get it. In general, Whatever happened most recently is what's on our mind and shaping our emotions. And I, too, was surprised that this game got that out of hand that quickly. I really credit the Rockets for that because they're the ones who could have come in tight, and they did not. They came in the opposite. Very loose, very confident, used the home crowd to their advantage. Officiating certainly went their way early. They took advantage. They made their free throws. Give them all the credit in the world. But that's really the only surprise. To be honest with you, Dibs, if before the series had started, and I think you and I both had Warriors in six.
Yep, absolutely.
If before the series had started, if someone had said to you, oh, you like Warriors in six? Tell me which four go to the Warriors and which two go, and you know exactly what I'm going to say.
Right.
It is literally gone to script.
Right.
The Warriors would steal game one, the easiest one to steal. The Rockets will respond and get game two. The Warriors will hold home court for three and four. The Rockets will desperately get game five. And then the Rockets will give the Warriors a little scare in game six. And the veteran experience and officiating in your home court will take care of the fourth quarter tomorrow night. And the Warriors will win. Now, Maybe not.
And we'll have to check on the crew tomorrow morning.
That's what I would have said before the series started if I had to guess.
Yeah, and I think I had the first two games reversed. I thought that the Rockets would win game one and the Warriors would steal two, but I also said that they would win the two at home, and then you go back to Houston, and a closeout in game five is always going to be tough, especially when you are going up against a team that's going to show that much fight and that much verve, and Houston did. And so you got down by a dozen halfway through the quarter, and you really didn't make any inroads. And next thing you know, you're down 20, and Curry wasn't hitting, and Draymond Green was lackluster, and Jimmy Butler suddenly thought that he was Reggie Miller. Like, you come out and you shoot four threes in the first quarter. Like, I don't know. It felt like they approached it in terms of a batter who's just swinging for the fence. If I connect, this thing's out of here. And so I'm going to swing as hard as I can. And if I don't connect, well, it's going to be a three-pitch at-bat, and I get struck out, and that's just going to be the way it goes.
Want to go to the phones, but this is totally random, but this just popped in my head thinking about last night. And, Grandy, you could weigh in on this, too, since you and I talked about this yesterday. Did you sit down and root for the Lakers? Like,
no.
You
of
were
course.
In,
no, see, God, no.
See, you say, of course, and you say, God, no.
I don't know how you do that. What does that feel like?
I tried and I couldn't.
Yeah, no.
But you, like, I know what you're thinking, Grandy. I know what, like, I get it, which is that you want Minnesota to have to keep playing.
Yes.
Yeah.
Against any other opponent, but
rooting for what's best for the Warriors supersedes hatred for any particular team.
Yeah, I get it.
I wonder about that because if the Dodgers are facing the Padres, and it's game 162, and if the Dodgers beat the Padres, then the Giants win the division. Are you rooting for the Dodgers?
Absolutely.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if you can do that.
Oh, you're not. You're
I'd
rooting
like
for the
to
Giants to lose the division?
Well, you'd still be a wild card. So, and in this scenario, it's not like you can't beat Minnesota now because they have a couple of days of rest. This is the Lakers, and I don't, under any circumstance, I can't do that. Like, yeah, LeBron, go Dodgers. Give him the ha-ha. You can play that all you want, Grandy. You're not going to shake me off my spot.
No, but
Laker fans in this building.
I'm going to split the difference on what the two of you are saying because I will agree with Grandy for sure. If something's going to, like, give a playoff berth to your favorite team, good Lord. You'd be shocked at what I would root for. I'd go way past the Dodgers.
Well, this is just getting an additional – I mean, not an additional amount of rest, but getting it so that Minnesota doesn't have 2 days of rest.
Right. Well, here's the idea being that you wanted either to not be at a rest disadvantage. And who knows? Maybe that series ends up going to seven and you end up getting a total rest advantage. It could go out to 5 or 6 days potentially even. So I get where he's coming from there. But here's where I'll meet you, which is that I sat down and I rooted for the Lakers. But I just couldn't really put my heart into it. And the second they lost, I was like, that's kind of fun.
It's always fun. Pure joy.
That's kind of fun watching the looks on the face. J.J. Redick looked like he aged about 10 years last night. Ooh, that was a bad series for him.
He's not a real head coach.
I'm going to take that from him. He got exposed
in
this series.
He's a fraud. He's never coached, and he got the job because he had a neat little podcast, and the superstar said, yeah, here's a guy who I can probably control, and will do what I say, and we're going to draft my kid, and everything's going to be awesome, and yeah, nice regular season, and you got Luka Doncic, and you still couldn't beat Minnesota. He's a fraud.
He won 50 games. Go ahead and tweet that, Lucas. Yeah, no, he won 50 games. I think he is or can be, is in the process of becoming a good coach. If these 22-year-old Rockets are allowed some space to grow into playoff form, then so is J.J. Redick. Like, I don't think he's a fraud or any of that. I do think, boy, did he get whipped by Finch in this series.
Yeah.
He got absolutely schooled.
It's because he's not a coach. Well, he's never coached. And so you're never going to coach. Then your first job is going to be coaching the Lakers, and you're going to play your five best players for 24 minutes in the second half.
That was a mistake.
Last night, you react by trying to go really small, and we're going to show Minnesota that they can't match up with us. And turns out they can. And Minnesota took it to you.
Did you see Gobert's numbers? Oh, my God. Did y'all catch Rudy Gobert's numbers last night?
Like a zip code. Like 24, 22, and 17.
Hold on. I got to look and see where it finished. Rudy Gobert last night had 27 points and 24 rebounds, 2 blocks, no turnovers.
Yeah.
Man, we got a fight.
Woo! Man, that 12 of 15 from the field.
Good job, JJ.
Rudy.
I mean, you really played him off the floor, didn't you?
Randall and Gobert went for 50. They combined for 50 points in that game. Minnesota got, wait for it, Anthony Edwards to go 0 for 11 from three-point range.
Oh, yeah?
And Minnesota still won on the road.
Exactly.
Three-point range for Minnesota, guess the percentage.
I'm looking at it.
15%. 14.9%.
Win. That's a win.
And a road victory.
Yeah.
It's just wild. Anyway, let's go to the phones. People want to weigh in. We'd love to take your calls until Steve Kerr gets here in about 2 hours. Last night's game, do you believe the Warriors, like, is this a sign of trouble or take a breath? Same as Memphis a few years ago. Warriors will get tomorrow night. That's kind of where I lean. I'm not going to say tomorrow's going to be easy. It's not going to be easy. I think the game is set up for the Warriors to win it. George in Los Altos. Hey, George, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Hey, guys, I also think that they're going to win tomorrow night, but just a couple of things, and maybe I read the stats wrong, but there's a silver lining to last night's game, in my opinion. If you take a look at the number of minutes played by Houston's players 1 through 6, they were on the floor for 160 minutes, whereas the Warriors 1 through 6 players were on the floor for 130. And yet the Warriors came out, they tied them in the third quarter, and they won the fourth quarter. But I think more importantly, it taught our bench guys, it gave them experience in the playoffs, and it really showed the best that these guys have a lot of grit. So I'm really looking forward to tomorrow night. I'm not the least bit surprised that the Warriors fell down last night. I think it's just you got to expect that you're up 3-1. You got three guys, your best players are all in their mid to late 30s. So to me, it's not a big deal about what Steve did. So I'm looking forward to tomorrow night. And as far as the Rockets themselves are concerned, I'm sorry. These guys are just, three of them are just a bunch of punks. I can't give them any more than that. They need to grow up.
We're going to need names, George. Three Rockets or punks. Which three?
Thompson, Green, and Sengun are three snot-nosed punks.
Amen Thompson's a punk?
Do you see his attitude on the court, man? Come on now. I know he's only 19 years old. I'm not talking about his skill as a player. I'm not saying that about any of the three of them. I'm just saying about their attitude. You could tell these guys are not ready for this stage yet. They're going to be a force for many years to come. I give them that, but I don't think they're ready for the stage right now, and I think that's why they're going to lose this series to the Warriors.
George, thanks. Appreciate it. Amen's actually 22, just like everybody else.
Right.
All Rockets are 22. Doesn't matter who they are. They're all 22.
Outside of Jeff Green and Steven Adams and Fred VanVleet.
They've also now gotten waivers. They also are 22.
Jeff Green has played 22 years, so that might be his personal 22.
Yeah, exactly. Anyways,
I think a little, Amen Thompson is a little strong for me.
I think he's a good player.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. Amen Thompson is a good player. I know he's the one who, you know, and everybody's got a different opinion about the Jimmy Butler injury, and I know that was Thompson. But I don't think he's a punk. Dylan Brooks is a punk, and Şengün is a punk in the making. It looks like to me.
Well, he carries on a little bit, and even when he got headbutted by Pat Spencer, and it was a nosy nuzzle. It wasn't even really a headbutt. He gets bipped by the head, and then now we throw our head back and we stagger four steps back.
That's what I'm saying.
It's a little too stereotypical Euro behavior.
It's absurd.
And I don't want to paint all Euros with the same brush, but Luka is from Europe, and the way he carries on with the head snap and the rest of it, it's a little too dramatic.
It's
embarrassing. What it is. Yeah.
And that's what I'm getting at. And you can say that this is like a sidebar, and I'll even partially agree with you. It's not what last night in the end was about, but if you are a 7-foot all-star, and even if you do think something happened under the rim, there's a foul, everybody's walking away, and you decide, I'm going to go give a shoulder to Pat Spencer. The guy who watches Warrior basketball games for a living. I'm going to go shoulder that guy, and then I'm the victim when he gives you kind of a headbutt-ish?
Nah, it wasn't a headbutt.
Whatever, yeah. Like, he gave him a little, and you're going, oh, we're going to fly across the floor. Like, it's embarrassing.
And to your point, and I'm just going to do my amateur lip reading because I'm looking at the 3-minute clip of the whole sequence. And part of the 3-minute montage is they cut to Draymond Green, who's looking up at the Jumbotron, and he looks at it and he sees it and he just utters two words. One word is a synonym for a female dog.
Okay.
And the other one is a synonym for a donkey. And he's smiling.
I think I got it.
He smiles and he goes,
same initials as Brandon Ayuk.
Correct.
All right.
So Draymond's looking up and he goes, BA.
Yep.
And he's like laughing like to Shane. Basically,
totally.
Şengün, female dog mixed with a donkey. That's what I think of you.
This might be
hilarious.
One of my favorite texts on the Boxer and Gerson work injury attorney's text line that just came in from 650. Şengün was barely an all-star. Oh, well then,
okay.
Maybe if he could just barely get into a fight with the 14th man on the bench, then it'd be okay. Like, I get what you're saying. I'm not saying Şengün is a starter. He's not Giannis. But, dude, you are an accomplished 7-footer in this league. You're an accomplished 7-footer, an all-star on a 2-seed. You're going to go take your shoulder and chase down Pat Spencer, who you've got 8 inches on that guy, and then you're going to go flying across the court when he challenges you? Embarrassing. Embarrassing. And he shouldn't have done it, because I do think, even if on the smallest of levels, it got the Warriors' attention, it probably galvanized the team a little bit.
Well,
I'm not saying that
I think it entertained him.
Yes.
And from what I'm seeing of all the reactions from the Warriors, they thought that it was hilarious.
It probably, if nothing else, it probably helped the flight home.
Oh, for sure.
Be a little bit less down.
I wonder if they get on the flight and they realize, okay, we got to play these guys again. Somebody walks up to Pat Spencer with one of those giant WWE championship wrestling belts.
For sure.
And you just drape it on him and say, all right, Pat, you're the new champ. And
just,
you know,
walk over to him in practice and bring him a chair. Here, hit somebody with this.
Dude, totally.
I don't know. They're probably getting a good laugh out of it. All right. A lot of people want to weigh in. We're coming to you. 888-957-9570. Is the number. We're brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. We are completely open for your phone calls on last night's game. Do you think it's a sign of trouble for the Warriors, or are you chilling? They're going to get game 6. You can also weigh in on the melee in the 4th, and we will definitely get to going after Steph's thumb, purposefully or not. We will get to that. 888-957-9570, Steve Kerr in 2 hours. It's Willard and Dibbs.